You're listening to SBS News.
Older Australians from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds and their families and carers are being encouraged to contribute to the Aged Care Royal Commission. To make this easier, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia has developed a new toolkit for people for whom English is not their first language. The resources include a booklet that explains the purpose and processes of the Royal Commission in simple English, conversation cards to help people from different cultural backgrounds share their stories, and forms to accompany their submissions. Multicultural Aged Care CEO Rosa Colinero explains why the toolkit is needed.
It's needed particularly for older people whose, one first language is probably not English, and also as they age, they're probably losing their communication skills in English. And when we're talking about aged care, we're talking about more than 30% of the population who are from diverse cultural linguistic backgrounds. So it's a significant proportion. And so if we're interested in the concept of access and equity to services, then it's really important that there are some procedures and a toolkit which facilitates that.
She says it can also help the families and carers of older people from diverse backgrounds make submissions on their behalf.
I was talking to someone just last night, and she's looking after her older siblings, and she's got some concerns, and so I encouraged her to come and talk to us and to use the kit to, if not, then make a direct comment to the Royal Commission to be included in some of the collated and collected, stories to be told.
FECA CEO Mary Petetsos says it's vital that the Royal Commission hears from older people from diverse backgrounds about their experiences with aged care services.
We're really looking for increased information, confidence about the process, and an increased willingness to participate if you wish to do so. The Commission's done a really good job to capture the voices of older people. We're hoping that we have lots of voices of called older people so that they can tell their story direct. It's one thing for me to tell it, and another for it to be from them.
It's a sentiment echoed by Ms. Colinero.
They deserve to have quality services, aged care services, just like anyone else, and be empowered to access services that are reflective of and responsive to their cultural needs, and that they're included in the delivery of services, and their needs and interests are included.
Ms. Petetsos says one of the biggest issues older people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds face in the aged care sector is around language and communication.
The other is just the complexity of the system. You know, it's just really hard if you're an able-bodied, English-speaking, educated person to navigate a really complex system. So, older people without the language skills, without the knowledge, without IT capability, really struggle to navigate the system.
She says the issues in the aged care sector aren't limited to service users.
A lot of the workforce, especially the lower end of the workforce, themselves are people of poor background, often new arrivals, take jobs in nursing homes to be carers. So we need to care for them. We need to make sure that they understand what the rules are and responsibilities are as an employee in Australia.
Ms. Colinero says language barriers can have significant impacts on the type of care older people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds receive.
We have many examples of where older people from core backgrounds have been misdiagnosed with dementia, where they didn't have dementia at all. They just didn't understand the tasks that were being asked of them. So that miscommunication, it can be quite severe, because then if they've been diagnosed with dementia, then they're not being given the information and support that that they require.
The Royal Commission is accepting submissions in any language online or via email, post or telephone until at least the end of September. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.